Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You will notice that we did not read the scriptures that were listed in the bulletin because of the tragedies that happened this week. I decided to speak about Lamentations. Now, part of that book is a wonderful piece that we sing about, that we talk about, when the prophet says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." And that's what the hymn of the church is about. "Great is thy faithfulness, Lord God our Father." We sing that a lot. We preach from this particular passage quite a bit because it's a passage of hope. But did you hear what came before it? "God has made my flesh and my skin waste away and broken my bones. He has besieged and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation. God has made me sit in darkness like the dead of long ago. God is a bear lying in wait for me." I realized one thing as I read this, that the lofty expression of faith about mercies being new every morning and great is your faithfulness, that the expressions of faith where we talk about God as a bear lying in wait is just as legitimate as when we sing praise. We don't think about that, do we? We have been taught, and I think to a tremendous disservice, that God is somehow thin-skinned. And we must not question, and we must not ask why, and we're to allow the slings and arrows of fate to come upon us and be quiet and not utter a peep of complaint. And I don't know what Bible those people read, because that's not my Bible. The great prophets of old sometimes shook their fists at the heavens and asked why, sometimes engaged God in complaint. And that was as legitimate of a faith statement as saying, "Great is your faithfulness." And I would even say further that unless we can speak that way to God, it's awfully hard to get to the point where we say his mercies are new every morning. God is not so thin-skinned that he cannot hear our complaint. The absence of faith is not anger with God. The absence of faith is apathy. When we throw up our hands and say, "Who cares anymore?" But when we have the courage to engage God and to ask the tough questions, that is an expression of faith. You remember the story of Job? Now, the story has been told of Job that he was the victim of a divine bet, that calamities befell him one after another after another, and we teach that Job never sinned, and instead he said, "Oh, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And then his friends come to comfort him, but instead they blame the victim. And God finally intervenes and restores Job, and he lives happily ever after. And we miss all those verses in between where Job says, "Cursed be the day that I was born." The same man who said, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord," also said, "The arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit drinks their poison. The terrors of God are arrayed against me." The same man who gave us these magnificent words that we read at funerals, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God," is the same one who wrote, "If I sin, What do I do to you, you watcher of humanity? Why have you made me your target? Why have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I shall lie in the earth. You will seek me, but I shall not be. In other words, you'll be sorry when I'm dead. The same man said both things. We only teach about the good stuff, and we do ourselves and the faith a disservice. Because if we take God seriously, then we not only bring our praise, but we bring our questions and we bring our anger. The God of all the universe, who created us and created our emotions, can certainly handle our anger. The God of all the universe, who put the stars in place, can certainly handle our questions. The God of all the universe can certainly handle our anguish. And when we're up at 2 and 3 in the morning and nobody else is around to hear, the God of all the universe can handle our screams. We serve a big God who's so much bigger than us and can handle all of it. I remember as a young pastor, my family had a tragedy. And of course, I didn't want to say bad things about God in the pulpit. That was not right. But I remember in my car driving to the funeral service and shrieking out towards God, screaming at God, and crying. And when it was done, I was ready to get the lightning bolts, because that's how I'd been taught. But instead, peace enveloped me. God could take it. And God can take the questions that we have, the questions of why somebody in our midst was taken so quickly, and yet others who we pray for, who long to be released, sometimes weeks and months go by before they are called to eternal rest. We don't understand. But I am so grateful for a God that not only hears my praises, but can handle my questions and my grief. This week, let us lean into the grace and the mercy and the strength of God as we lament. Let us pray. Sometimes on the mount, when the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. In the night season and all the day long. In our darkness, in our night, we ask, O Lord, for your presence to see us through. In Jesus' name, amen.